ain't got no secrets into it. It's the China is.
Yeah. What would you use to carry water?
Mm-hmm.
Would you use to carry water if you were...
A bucket.
Uh-huh. And if it were made out of wood, what would you call it?
Well, a wooden bucket.
Mm-hmm. Or if it were made out of metal, you might call it a milk...
some kind of a pail.
Mm-hmm. What kind of cooking utensils would you have? What would you cook with?
They cook with.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, see, we cook. We got our electric here.
Yeah.
And see, we cook. You know, turn on, just turn the gas on or something
yeah.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, whatever what you want on the stove, then you cook.
Uh-huh. Would you, what would you say maybe cook eggs in?
Well, according to how you want to cook. If you want to boil it, you boil it in a pot.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to fry it, you fry it in a frying pan.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Scramble them, put it in a frying pan. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. What about chicken? How would you cook chicken?
Oh, well, you cook just different ways to cook it. You bake it, just you fry it,
mm-hmm.
or you stew it.
Yeah.
Like that.
Uh-huh. Would you ever make chicken and dumplings?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
my mama used to make chicken dumplings all the time.
Mm-hmm. What kind of flour did she use?
She used to use plain flour because it's best to put your own self-rising in it than to get that already because it may not suit you. And you get yourself plain flour and then you put just so much of what you want in it.
Mm-hmm.
And make the dumplings.
Yes. Uh-huh. What about something that might be, about this big and you might, in the country a long time ago, they might use it to boil clothes with. What would you call that?
It's long.
Uh-huh. It's just big around.
A wash pot.
Uh-huh.
That and it's round. It ain't so long. It's
yeah.
round,
yeah.
And all, and it's an iron pot or a metal pot or something like that. And you put your water and thing and your washing pot in it and put your clothes in it.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh. What would you keep flowers in?
Flower pots.
Uh-huh. And in the house, you might keep them in
a vase.
Uh-huh. What would you use to eat with? You might cut up your food with
a knife and a fork.
Uh-huh, and you might eat ice cream with a
spoon.
If everyone were eating steak, maybe someone might say to you, please put the steak on the table, maybe. You put the steak,
put the steaks?
Uh-huh, you'd say, put the knives on the table.
If you go, you'd have a steak knife, or you'd get any kind of knife, kind of sharp like that. You can cut your steak and have a fork in your plate and thing on the table like that.
Mm-hmm. If the dishes are dirty, you'd say, well. Dinner's over, now we must...
Wash the dishes.
And after you wash the dishes, you...
Put them up where they belong, in the cabinet or wherever you keep them at.
And to get all the soap off the dishes before you...
You rinse them.
What would you use to...